Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and as usual, we always talk some Texas dairy on Wednesday with Mr. Mike Scouten out of Mission Dairy outside of Hereford, Texas. How are you doing today, Mike?
Bryce, I'm doing wonderful. Hope you all had a perfect 4th of July and everybody got home safe and things went well. Certainly ready to start the week and get things going for the month of July.
Well, of course. And how are things looking out there at Mission Dairy? We're getting a little bit of rain. I know we're expecting some this week. How are things looking out there in Hereford?
Oh, they're greening up a little bit. Certainly, some of the weeds are coming up and need to take care of those. But the corn crop is starting to look a little bit better with that rain that we had.
Of course. Well, and now, as usual, every Wednesday, we always start off with our blocks and barrels. How are things looking this week for some blocks and barrels?
Looking a little bit down this week, and we'll jump into why a little bit later, but we saw that block cheese closed midday Tuesday at 208.5 per pound, and that was down 8.75 cents, with one lot being traded. We saw that barrel cheese closed at 216.5 per pound, and that was down 4 cents, with no lots being traded. We saw that non-fat dry milk closed at $1.74.75 per pound, and that was down 5.5 cents with zero lots being traded. Butter closed at $2.94 per pound, down 7 cents with 9 lots being traded. And then we saw the dry whey closed at 50 cents per pound, unchanged and no lots being traded, but definitely a downward trend for the after 4th of July weekend.
Well, and we talked about it a little bit last week. We got a dairy products report for May. How did things turn out for the month of May?
Well, I think this dairy products report is the reflection of what we see on the CME pricing. It's a downward trend, especially on the cheese side. We saw that the May American-type cheese was up 0.3% year-over-year and up 3.5% or 15 million pounds from April of 2022. And that compares with a five-year average that normally sees the month-to-month increase of about 3.7 million pounds. So quite a bit of increase on American-type cheese. We saw that cheddar cheese was pretty much the same way. It was down 3.7% year-over-year, but up 5% or 15 million pounds from the April numbers. And that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a month-to-month increase of about 1.6 million pounds. So huge increases in the production of American and cheddar-type cheese. On the mozzarella side, we saw that mozzarella was up 4.5% or 16.9 million pounds year-over-year and up 0.3% or 1.2 million pounds from the April numbers. That compares to a five-year average that normally sees an increase of 5.1 million pounds. So where we saw the American and the cheddars being made, we saw less mozzarella. When we look at the total cheese picture, that gives us a little bit truer reflection of all cheeses. It was up 2.1% year-over-year and up 2.5% or 29.3 million pounds from the April numbers. And that compares to a five-year average that normally sees about 20 million pounds. So we were still 50% over the 5 million pound as far as the rate of increase on manufacturing of cheese. So that does give us a little clarity as to why we're seeing blocks and barrels down. On the butter, pretty much the same story. We saw that it was down 1% year-over-year, but up 0.3% or 532 pounds from the April numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a decrease of 12 million pounds. So a 12 million pound swing there, pretty huge on the butter manufacturing. And that does have to do with the fact that most manufacturers are incentivized to make butter because of its high price. Going over to the powder, it was down 9% year-over-year, but up 1.1% or 227,000 pounds from the April numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that sees the month-to-month normally at an 11 million pound decrease. So pretty much same story on butter and powder that had a lot more manufactured for the month of May. When we go over to human whey, it was up 7% year-over-year and up 0.5% or 300,000 pounds from the month of April, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees about a 2.2 million pounds. So whey, not very heavy manufacturing, but when you think about it, human whey is used in infant formula, And we did have a large manufacturer that was down in the month of May for making infant formula, and that was a large reason for our shortage here in the U.S., so that probably had a lot to do with it.
Wait, and Mike, you stole my question right there. I was about to ask, you know, we always talk when we get this report about Human Way and how things were turning out for infant formula. We've kind of not talked about it as much on a national aspect as a headline, but it's still a major concern for parents or future mothers out there. Are things starting to kind of progress a little bit more here in the state of Texas, as well as the whole nation, when we're looking at Human Way? I know it's coming up a little bit, but not as fast as we would want it. How are things turning out on that aspect?
Yeah, I believe that that Abbott has been given its clearance from the FDA, and they're going to make as much Human Way as they possibly can. So I think we're going to see a turnabout of manufacturing of Human Way here in, say, when we read the monthly report in September for the July manufacturing. So we'll be watching for that, just to clarify that. But all indications are is that's what we're going to see.
Well, we always, when we talk about, you know, blocks and barrels, everything, we talk domestically. But now we have a global trade event that happened out in New Zealand. How are things turning out on an international aspect for dairy industries here in the U.S.?
Well, you would have thought that New Zealand had a 4th of July as well, because prices were down over in New Zealand, and we'll have to, you know, just kind of bear with it. We saw that skim milk powder was trading at $1.84, which was down 5% since the last event, and that does compare to that $1.74 that we saw at the CME. And when we look over at the EU, they are trading at $1.93, so EU top of the pile as far as pricing. We've got whole milk powder trading over in New Zealand at $1.80, which is down 4% from the last event. We saw that cheddar cheese is trading at $2.23, which is up 1% from the last event. And that $2.23 does compare to the $2.08 that we're seeing at the CME on block cheese, and a $2.71 for cheese over in the EU. When we look at butter, it is trading at $2.56, down 9% from the last event. And that 256 does compare to the 294 that we're seeing here at the CME, and a 334 for butter over at the EU. So definitely a downward trend over New Zealand on the butter pricing. And then finally, the product that lactose, the product that's used for blending into powder products as well as an energy supplement into our calf ranches here in the Texas Panhandle, is trading at 68 cents a pound.
Well, and we always talk a little bit about class threes and fours milk. How are we looking on that aspect?
Well, what we're seeing is that they truly reflected the downward trend that we saw at both the CME and at the global trade event. We're seeing probably double-digit downward numbers to get July kicked off. We see that July is trading at 22.31. We've got the August trading at 22.22. September trading at 22.44. We've got the fourth quarter opening up in October at 22.80 and finishing up in December at 22.42. And then as we open up the first quarter of 2023, we're seeing it open up at 21.50 and finish up at 20.80 in the month of March. So a bit of a downward slide over on the Class 3 side. And again, that does reflect the Class 3 or the cheese manufacturing that we saw such a glut of in the month of May. So it certainly bears worth noting what's going on there. Over on the Class 4 side, though, not seeing quite as much. We did see manufacturing of Class 4 powder, but apparently the pricing is not affected. We've seen the July trade at $25.68. We're seeing the August trade at $24.85. September trading at $24.51. We've got the fourth quarter opening up in October at $24.28. and finishing up in December at 23.20. And then we've got the first quarter of 2023 opening up in January, Class 4, 22.74, and finishing up in March at 21.84.
Well, you know, we always talk dairy every Wednesday, and so we're just finishing dairy month out here as June, and we just finished a huge holiday weekend for America. What can people expect next week on our Texas Dairy Reports, Mike?
Well, next week we're probably going to be jumping into the export report, and we'll kind of take a look at those and see which countries we were able to export product into. And, you know, obviously Mexico is a terrific customer of dairy products, and we'll be looking at that. We'll also look and see if that effect, the absence of Human Way manufacturing has something to do with the exports of the May whey going into China. So lots to look at and try to decipher into next week's report.
Well, Mike, it's always a pleasure to talk to you about a little bit what's happened in the dairy industry and what's going on for Texas dairy as well as national dairy.
Certainly my pleasure, Bryce. Thank you.
Remember, all interviews can be found at KGNCNewsNow.com. And remember, a new episode of Pasture to Pavement, Agriculture, the Original Innovators, dropped today, this morning at 5 a.m. We're talking with Plains Cotton Growers CEO Cody Besant about how things are turning out as we just planted and things coming up out of the ground during the summer months. So tune in on Spotify, our website, as well as going on to Facebook at KGNC News Talking Sports, 97.5 FM and 710 AM. But I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your Wednesday morning.